Maniacal Rage Podcast, episode 21.
21.
Garrett. You're already... This
I'm
whole
stuck
name,
in the past.
Yeah. You are. Well, you're stuck in the... 20 was a good age for you.
Yes, it was. I live in that. Yeah, I try to do everything.
I think that you're going to kind of want to... Like, when people ask you, oh, Garrett, how old are you? You usually say 20.
Yeah.
Even though you're, what, 20...
I'm 37 years old.
You are 37.
Yeah, no, I'm 26. Yeah, no, I've been living at 20.
Which is weird, because normally at this age, people usually lie about being younger when they're 40 plus.
A lot older, right.
They're like, oh, I'm both 39, you know. But you still lie about being younger.
Right.
You want people to think you're immature and can't get into bars.
Yeah.
You even have a fake ID, and you didn't have one before.
No.
When you turned 21, you got a fake ID that said you were 20.
Right.
To keep you out of bars.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre. I walk with friends, I go to a bar, and they'll be like, can I see your ID? And I give them this really bogus-looking one, and they're like, get out of here, kid. And all my friends are like, well, I guess we'll see you later. And I'm like, oh, can't get in. Cool, I'm going home.
Yeah, I know. You just get kicked out. But I think you prefer... You actually have gotten, like, forcibly removed.
Oh, that's the goal, yeah, is to get in.
Several times.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll get in, I'll go to the bar, and I'll say, can I get a drink? And then I'll yell, I'm underage.
Yeah, and so I even saw you once, but check out this. And you just showed it to them, and then they could, Though the one time it backfired, though, they were like, this is a fake. And they made you drink.
Yeah. Well, not only he was like, this is a fake, let me see your real license. I took it out, and he's like, you're 26, get in here. And then he was like, shots. And I was like, well, aren't you the bouncer? And he just didn't respond.
Yeah, it was also meth shots, which was a little awkward.
Oh, yeah, I mean immunizations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like in the arm shots.
Yeah, that was a good night, though, that night the bartender injected you with meth.
It
was fun.
It was a wild ride.
Yeah.
You know? It was wild. I woke up in a garbage can, so that was kind of cool. I was in my living room, but it was a garbage can.
Oh, that's kind of better, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've woken up in a garbage can.
Outside.
In Jersey, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And it's just, you gotta get home and...
Yeah, you gotta figure out where you are, use that whole sundial watch.
Find your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was in my living room. I was covered in garbage, but it was comfortable at least. I was actually kind of cozy. Since then, I've slept in a garbage can a few times, just kind of, you know, to kind of get myself back there mentally, you know?
Yeah, rubbish is comforting.
Mm-hmm.
It has a sort of a squishy, sort of warmness to it.
When I was in Seattle, I rented a car because Seattle's a, you know, kind of a driving town. They have buses, but they don't have
them. Oh, you should have rented an ultralight.
An ultralight?
They're much, it's like little airplanes.
Oh, you just fly
for
around.
For one person, yeah. It's much quicker than cars.
You said that really casually, like a lot of people are doing this. Is this a normal?
Not that I know of.
No,
But I just know they're faster than cars.
Fair enough. Next time I go, I'll go to the budget desk and be like, do you have ultralights?
Yeah, they're pretty. They're like hang gliders planes. With engines.
Hmm. And do you need a lot of space? Like a... runway?
Yes.
Okay, good. So then I'll ask them also where the nearest runway is.
I'm sure any road or highway will do.
Oh, that's true. They are pretty wide in Seattle.
Yeah, they're because airplane flying is more fun anyway.
Okay. Fair. Well, if you're flying like a one person thing, it would be awesome. You just slam into people and
you have to pay attention. But you know.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so I rented a car.
Yeah, an automobile, and so I got in the car. I took the car to the hotel the first day and didn't really drive it. The second day, I'm driving to the office and I get in the car and about 5 seconds after I start driving, all of a sudden I get like so the most nauseous I've ever been in my life. Like I just go, oh, and I was like, I'm going to puke. Like immediately, I thought I was going to puke.
God.
So I'm driving and I'm just kind of going, you know, trying not to puke. And I'm on this two-lane like fast road and all of a sudden my stomach is starting to tell me like this is whether or not you want this, you can't control it. So I swerve off the road into a parking lot. I throw the door open, I turn off the car and I just try to get out. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to puke. It's coming. Here it comes. And I'm kind of sitting there going, oh, and this old lady walks right in front of me. So I was like, oh, so I just kind of like held it in.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I didn't want to puke in front of her.
Right, right.
So I held it in. I got back in the car. I was just like, I'm just going to hold it. I drove to the office, right? So I get out of the office. Once I get out of the car, you know, I get into the office. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Figured, you know, I took like some Airborne and like some Claritin. And I figured maybe it was just no food in my stomach.
Bad medication.
Yeah, like something just happened there, right?
Conflict. Though Airborne shouldn't really conflict with anything.
Right, it's just vitamins. Yeah, but anyway. So I just shrug it off to that. So I'm going... Later that night, I'm going out to meet some people at a bar, and I feel perfectly fine, and I get into the car, and about 5 seconds out on the road, I'm like, oh, and it's just, again, my stomach is like ready to push whatever.
Wow.
And then I'm like, oh, what is the deal here? Clearly, it's got to be the car. And I've got the vents open. And I've got the, like, AC on. And I start, like, kind of, I'm like, I'm smelling the air. And I'm like, oh, I don't smell anything. And I put my face near the vent. And I breathe in. And I almost pass out. Like, I'm like, oh.
It was like a fume.
It was like carbon monoxide or something, yeah. So I closed the, I don't know what it would be. I don't know exactly what it would be. But so I closed the vents. I turn off the AC. I turn like that engine where it recycles the air so it's not coming off the engine block or whatever.
Right.
And I open the window. And I'm driving like a dog. Like I have my head out the window. And I'm just trying to get as much, I'm like trying to get air. And I'm fighting puking.
Right. Well, your head's now your head's stuck out the window, so you can just vomit freely now.
True, and I'm considering that absolutely. Like I'm going over a bridge, I'm like, this is a perfect place. So I realize it's obviously the car, and this car's trying to kill me. meanwhile, it's like some piece of crap, you know, Chevy Cobalt, like two door piece of junk. So the next morning, I go to Budget.
You should tell Stephen King; it'd be a good new novel.
Yeah, that's the car who tries to kill people with fumes.
Yeah.
So I go to Budget and I pull in, and meanwhile, I've driven this car, you know, a total of 4 miles or whatever. So I go into the Budget and this, you know, this pimply face guy's like, what's the problem? And I'm like, the car's trying to kill me. Like, it's got poison gas coming out of it.
I wouldn't know if I'd frame it that way. Yeah. Is the first thing you said, this car's trying to kill me?
No, I think what I said is, this car makes people puke. I think that's what I said.
This car makes people puke. Not even necessarily you.
No, just anyone.
It just makes people. And which just makes it unclear. Is it the way it looks? Is it...
it's kind of everything, yeah.
Is it some sort of weird voodoo car?
Yeah. So, and he was like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, it's got some toxic fumes coming out of it and it's trying to kill me. And he was like, oh, boy. And I was like, yeah, oh, boy. And he goes, well, we'll give you a new one, but it's the tank of gas full. And I was like, I don't know. You know, like I'm barely conscious on my way here. And he's like, well, listen, I'll be honest with you. If you don't go fill it up, we're going to charge you $50.
What?
And I was like, do you understand? I just said every time I drive it, I'm the verge of death, like from collision, from passing out. He's like, yeah, your choice, $50. So I had to drive it to a gas station and fill up. And it was literally 0.4 gallons. It cost me like, you know, $2.60 or something. And then I took it back and I got a... free upgrade to a Hyundai Elantra.
Ooh, with no fumes.
With no fumes and a sunroof and faux leather and faux mahogany.
Oh, faux mahogany.
Faux mahogany.
I love faux mahogany. Yeah.
And the trunk was big enough to fit 6 bodies.
Oh, nice.
We almost got the 7th body in, but it wouldn't quite fit.
Usually if you lay it on top, it's fine.
We tried cutting. We just tried like cutting it in half, but we couldn't get it to go in the sides for some reason. The trunk was oddly shaped, so we just threw that one in the sound.
Yeah, that's like sometimes I just liquefy some of the parts.
Yeah, what are the... what?
Oh, just get some lye, and you let that kind of do its thing
lye,
for a little while.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it breaks it down.
Yeah, I thought it was LOX. Last time I put a body in LOX, and people were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I thought this is how you melted it. And they're like, no, it's just fish. Didn't work, but...
Yeah, no, it's lye.
Previously on Dickens.
Now, you little coarse monster. What do you think of me now?
I shall not tell you.
Because you're going to tell upstairs, is that it?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, why don't you cry again, you little wretch?
Because I'll never cry again for you. And now, Dickens.
That's it, dear boy. Call me Uncle.
You assumed some name, I suppose. On board a ship?
Yes, dear boy. I took the name of Provis.
Do you mean to keep that name?
Why, yes, dear boy. It's as good as another. Unless you'd like another.
What is your real name?
Magwitch. Christened Abel.
Damn it! Next week on the season finale of Dickens.
My dear Mr. Pip, I write this by request of Mr.
My dear Handel, I fear I shall soon have to leave you.
We shall lose a fine opportunity if I put off going to Cairo. And I'm very much afraid I must go, Handel, when you most need me.
Herbert, I shall always need you, because I shall always love you. But my need is no greater now than at another time.
You will be so lonely.
Dickens!
Have you heard the news?
What?
The big news. I just read it.
No.
Down the street from you, even.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't see it yet. You have a church down the street with informational message boards.
Yes.
And it said, if God seems far away, guess who moved? Who knew God moved from heaven?
And does that Is that what they mean?
That's ambiguous. I didn't move.
Right.
I've been living in the same place for 4 years. So that must mean God. Means he's not in heaven anymore.
What if he just moved to a different part of heaven?
Are there countries in there?
I imagine.
Regions,
right?
States.
They've got to be. What is it, just one big mess of people?
I think it's just heaven.
Huh. It'd be kind of crowded. Weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's magical, so it's like a TARDIS, you know, from Doctor Who. It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Oh, I see, like a turtle shell.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, they're bigger inside.
You're a little confused, but that's fine.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
Which begs the question: Where's Jesus? Is he in heaven?
Is Jesus the Son of God?
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, but he's moved out now, right?
So Papa God's gone.
Oh, he moved. But now he left heaven? So where did he go? I mean, purgatory is the other one? And hell.
Maybe he went to one of the planets, like Jupiter.
One of the planets? What?
Jupiter would be... I mean, Jupiter
can
is...
Can you go from heaven to a planet?
I mean, God can.
Huh.
I mean, it would make sense, too, because we're kind of flying a lot of airplanes around now, and, you know, we're buzzing around, you know.
He's tired of the noise?
Probably just the
Jupiter
pollution.
Maybe. Yeah. Isn't Jupiter a whole gas planet?
Yeah, so he could just kind of chill out in the whole deal.
Interesting.
I imagine it'd be very, very heaven-like.
Oh, yeah. Molten magma surface, gas.
You know, I'm just saying, though. So, I mean, because
this sounds
sign
more like hell to me, but...
Well, yeah, probably, but maybe, you know, whatever.
Do you think that's what Jupiter is? Hell?
Hell, maybe.
Do you think if we would just go there and, like, break the cloud surface, we'd see, like...
A bunch of pitchforks?
Yeah, pitchforks and, like, Nazis and, like, a bunch of people who were, like, you know, like, standing there. What would they be doing? I don't know.
Well, they'd be floating because it's
floating.
It's Jupiter.
Yeah, it's molten. Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. That's astronomy, right?
Yep.
What we just did.
Well, there you have it. And because I mean, this sign's only in Brooklyn. I don't know if it's anywhere, any other cities. I just want to, so our readers should know, but
yeah,
there it is.
Just keep in mind that a couple of weeks ago, the sign said, God reads all knee mail.
God reads all email?
No, knee mail.
God reads all knee mail?
Yeah, like prayers.
Oh, knee mail.
It's a play on words.
Oh, so sort of like praying is emailing God.
Mm-hmm. But now if he's moved, I don't know if he has DSL or cable or...
Yeah, what's his address?
What's his internet situation like? Because can you get DirecTV on Jupiter?
So you were in Seattle.
Yeah, so I'm in Seattle and... I've been in New York. This is like 10 years now I've been in New York. So it's like I'm kind of used to the whole New York way of life. And so when I go to places like Seattle, it's very like it's a lot slower and more laid back and people don't honk when they drive. And so it's in the airport and SeaTac Airport's big and it's nice and whatever. And they when I was younger, they didn't have those moving walkways.
Uh-huh.
But they do now. And so the only times I've ever seen moving walkways have been in like New York or other cities around the world. And everybody uses them the way they're meant to be used, which is you get on them and you keep walking, right?
Right.
The whole point of this thing is so you can walk faster.
Well, actually, that to me seemed... Because it depends, too. Because, you know, on the one hand, this thing is here that's moving me. Why am I going to put the effort in?
Yeah, but the whole point of this is to get from one place to the other as fast as you possibly can, right? You don't want to stand around in an airport. So I get on this damn thing, and the woman in front of me just stops short. She takes one step on and stops. She doesn't have any bags. She doesn't have anything. She's just standing there.
She just wants a free ride.
Yeah. And I'm trying to get around her. And I've got bags, so I can't really get around her. I'm like, excuse me. She just doesn't respond. So we get off that one. I try to get around her before the next one. But she, like, speeds up as soon as she gets on the non-moving floor. And then she gets in front of me again. And so, again, I'm stuck. And she turns around and she goes, excuse me, you are encroaching on my personal space. It took me a full 5 seconds to comprehend that someone had said that out loud to me. And I was like, it's not a ride, lady. Get out of my way.
It's not a ride. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? And she just refused. She wouldn't budge. So I like pushed by her and she was like, like that, like just over and over and over. And I'm like, what is the deal? I'm encroaching on your personal space. I've never heard another human say that to me before.
Yeah, I would have gotten extremely mad. That would have been one of my validated mad moments where I tend to be a little bit, I give people benefit of the doubt and I'm a little too nice for my own good.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if I feel validated in my anger, I will just go off on someone.
Yeah.
I would have taken that opportunity.
Yeah, I should have punched her in the face.
You should have. I mean, that's fighting words.
Like hit her with my bag or something.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But yeah, you're right, though, because the people movers don't move very quickly.
No, they're not rides. They're like, it's a little bit faster. But it's something.
But if you start running, it feels like you're going like 1,000 miles an hour.
Exactly. Haven't you ever, you know, like when you're standing on the street and you're walking opposite traffic,
right?
And the cars are driving slowly, you're like, holy crap, it feels like I'm walking real fast. And if cars are, you know, if you're on the subway platform, for instance, and a train is coming, you're walking, you're like, I'm Superman.
Yeah, these are the things we do to amuse ourselves.
Exactly. That's what a people mover's for.
Yeah. And then it gets that freak out moment where you're like, oh crap, now I got to get off this thing. Right. You're going way too fast. Yeah. And because you've just been running at full speed.
Yeah, and you stumble. And that's part of the whole.
The ground, yeah, going like, you know, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, usually at least 60. But that's part of the experience. It's
right.
Like the out of control feeling.
But
at
not
the
to
end.
Like leisurely, like just chill and like, you know.
Right, or at least move to the side. I mean, she didn't have any bags, but she's standing right in the middle with her arms on both the black things. Like blocking it. Like she was like cross, you know, she was like crossed off the space.
She gets a punch in the head.
Yeah, really. I should have punched her. I might go back, find her and punch her. Like, remember me? She won't though. She'll be like, who are you? The end of episode 21.
Yeah, we should just put a lot of like machine code in it at the end.
Yeah.
So it
well,
sounds
you know,
like we're like, you know.
Yeah, we don't do nearly enough binary. Those old fax sounds. That was a helicopter being stuck inside a computer that I just did. You know, we didn't get a chance to drink our Zima.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So,
let's do that
now.
Well, we should probably do a full episode just tanked on Zima.
I don't know if Zima can get you drunk. I don't
know. Oh, is there alcohol in it?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say anything on the box about alcohol, or it's 12.50%. I don't know. I can't really read.
I just think it has testosterone or something in
it. Ooh. Yeah, it does sound like a manly drink, if anything. I've got a Zima. I don't know why that came out slightly Australian. That's insulting.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think they drink Zima down there, right?
Sure. It's a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think next time we should seriously
just
sit down,
Zima,
pop some Zimas, and do the whole episode. Not in it to be drunk, but just because I don't know what Zima does. Because
right.
We're not sure what's in it.
No, we have no idea. And we have it, but we didn't really think to do it. And now we're going to have to postpone the Zima episode.
All right, well, that'll just hang. I know we had a bunch. We picked up a whole Zima audience.
Yeah, a lot of our feedback last week was like, Zima rules, can't wait for the Zima episode.
Yeah, well, we'll string them along.
And you gotta wait
it's
one more time, yeah.
Trick we learned from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't string them along.
Yep.
So there it is, episode 21. The podcast is now of legal drinking age.
Yep. Congratulations. Can we call him Manny?
Manny?
Yeah, like it was just the short for maniacal. It's like
right,
Manny.
We can call him Manny.
Manny Rage. Oh, Manny. That's what they'll say when he does little cute, funny things. You know, people
oh,
be like,
Manny.
Oh, Manny.
Like when he spills all the liquor.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's like, hoo, hoo, hoo. That's how I imagine him being.
Cool.
Next time, Zima time. Hardcore.
Hold on to your pants.
Lots of dreidels.
Could we combine those things?
It's like every time I come back, every time I start recording, I hear gulp.
It's canceled.
It's so, but it's such a thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like so. It's
because there's a microphone like
right in your throat,
inside my mouth.
Yeah, it's no good.